Hey, what's up? It's Taylor Marie with Girls Love Talk Podcast, and I'm back with another episode. Yes, but before we get started, I have to have a word from our sponsor. What's up, listeners? It's Taylor Marie back with another episode of Girls Love Talk. I hope y'all having a good week, ladies. Ladies and fellas out there, I hope y'all having a great week. To my ladies, I hope that you doing good. I hope you looking good and feeling your best. To my men, same to y'all too. So, I just want to say, rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. Rest in peace to him. If you do not know who he is a rapper. Well, was a rapper. He was an activist in his community. And just an all-around great man, great example of how all of us should be in this world. So, if you don't know who he was a rapper. He did a lot of great things in his community. He opened a STEM center for the inner city youth. He purchased the basketball court in his community. He also purchased a strip mall and hopes to revitalize his community. And so we can learn a lot from him as to how to be while we're here. If you don't know him, never heard his music, or don't know anything about his life, go do your research and, you know, you'll be pretty amazed. One of the things that I've seen that's being done to honor him and to keep his legacy going, I saw a mural that they painted of him on the court, on that very court that he purchased. And it's so beautiful. Like, when you see it, like, I saw it on Instagram. When you see it, you really, like, you'll be moved. It really touched me. One of the things that really stood out to me was the quote that was on there. The quote next to his face, it read, "The highest human act is to inspire." I'm going to say it again. It said, "The highest human act is to inspire." I never heard that quote before. I know many probably have, but that really touched me. And I think it probably touched me as much as it did because of who they had it next to, because it really matches him. If you read about him, if you know about him, you would know that that's very fitting for him and how he was when he was here. And it's so true. It's so much of a true quote, because it really is the highest human act. We just don't realize how important it is to motivate other people and to inspire them rather than put them down. And for him, you know, just like many others, to be in great positions like he was, you know, to make it, to come from nothing and, you know, gain all this success, but you still have it in your mind that it is your duty to tell other people that they can do the same thing and that you're not better than them and that they can reach where you at and probably even reach higher than where you've made it. That's love. It really is. And we don't have enough of that. I can't say that we don't have inspirational people out here or people caring about everybody, but we don't have enough. And that's a fact. We don't have enough of them. So I just want everybody to think about that. And that also just made me question, you know, because this is something that I've been feeling. I've been felt this way because I see it all the time. Why is it that, and a lot of y'all know people who are like this too, in y'all cities or, you know, word to celebrities or whatnot, people who may have come from some humble beginnings, you know, didn't have it all, you know, was feeling hopeless, never thought that they could achieve anything, but they did. You know, they got the nice clothes and cars, they take trips, got money, popular, whatever. But they get those things that they prayed for, that they wished and hoped for. And then they take those very things and use them to hold them over other people's head and tell other people, oh, you a peasant. You ain't got this. You ain't got what I got. You ain't rich. You ain't got no money. You ain't taking trips like me. Like, we stunt on people. Now, we all pop our stuff. You know, we all get big-headed and, you know, just feel like we the stuff. But you gotta motivate people. Like, how could you not? Why would you not want to share with somebody else who down and out, just like how you may have been down and out, that it is a way that they can make it out, and it is hope that they can do the same thing or maybe even do better than you. To me, people like that, I just can't vibe with y'all, you know, and it's something about y'all that ain't right, you know. Y'all ain't got no heart. We got to stop doing that. And for y'all small-minded people, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Stop thinking that it takes for you to be famous or you to have money or, you know, just all this success for you to be able to motivate other people. You cannot have shit yourself and still be motivating other people. You don't know. It's not all about you. It's people every day out here inspiring other people and touching other people in many ways, like, that they probably don't even know. What, like a gym person, a trainer. They are inspiring other people to get up and take care of themselves and be in their best shape and be fit. You got hairdressers. They motivating people to want to look their best. So just stop being so small-minded and realize that it's not for only certain individuals to be out here trying to encourage y'all. It's not. It's all of our duty. And the world would be a lot better if that was a contagious thing. Like, if, you know, you start motivating somebody and then they take that and they do the same. And then, you know, just keep, you know, paying it forward. So we can learn a lot from Nipsey Hussle. That quote, it just really is so deep. It's ridiculous. And I hope that if you did read that or you did hear me say that, that it made you do some thinking yourself. So I'll end that off with the words of Nipsey Hussle, the song lyrics of Nipsey Hussle. Remember to always hustle and motivate. Let's get into what's up Milwaukee, y'all. Today it is 60 degrees outside. And if you're from here, if you're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you know that that is such a big deal, because our spring is usually not spring. It's dang near like still winter. So for us to have all this sunshine outside today, y'all need to get out there and enjoy it. Even if you're not exactly outside, just get out and go do something. Enjoy the weather, because, hey, it could be snowing tomorrow for all we know. Let me just cross my fingers, because I really hope that don't happen. But anyway, let's talk about some of the things that's going on in the city this weekend, because a lot of us underestimate our city. We always say there's not anything to do. It's boring, you know, and sometimes we just don't give it enough credit, or we're just not looking enough. So with that being said, tonight at the Marcus Performing Arts Center is going to be the Black Violin event. That is going on at 7:30. It's led by classically trained players Will B and Kev Marcus. One plays the viola, and one plays the violin. And they also have a drummer and another musical artist who joins them. And it's kind of like a perfect blend between classical music and hip hop. So if you're into something like that, you love music, you need something to do, make sure you go and check that out. You can purchase your tickets at Ticketmaster, and tickets start at $30. And again, it starts at 7:30, and that is going on tonight. Let's see. Also, tomorrow, April 21st, there's going to be an art gallery, the Offbeat Art Experience. It's a multimedia art showcase going on between 12 noon and 6 p.m., and that's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be a pop-up art gallery and also a networking event for people who are interested in modeling, photography, styling, fashion design, jewelry, and videography. The tickets start at $15 pre-sale, so they're $15 if you're purchasing them today. But if you're purchasing tomorrow, which is the day of the event, it's going to be $20. So if you're into any of those things, make sure you pop out and you go to that. Again, there's also many other things to do. You just got to check it out. So if you don't know how to find out what's going on in your city, if you're not from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, like myself, you can find out what's going on in your city easily. Y'all always on social media. If you don't know, you can go into your tabs on Facebook, and there's one called Event, and you can actually look up what's going on around you, what's going on near you, you know, locally or in other places. So make sure that y'all are not being those people who are constantly complaining about not having anything to do. It may not be that it's not anything to do. It might just be you. This segment of Ladies, What Y'all Think, we're going to be talking about men and their thirst trapping ways. Because we always, the ladies, we always getting blasted for our thirst trapping ways. You know, they get on us about, you know, posting the sexy pictures or the videos and stuff like that. But men are out here thirst trapping too. Do not get it twisted. You know, they might be out here with them gray sweatpants. You know, they, you know, sometimes they post pictures in their underwear and stuff. I know y'all done seen some of these men celebrities doing stuff like that. So y'all can't just stay on this about stuff. And they know they got their techniques too. So men, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't know if this is just, you know, a millennial thing. Is this a 2019 thing? But y'all thirst trap too. Let me tell y'all one of the main things that I be seeing that I cannot stand. Like, some of y'all ladies may like this, or, you know, y'all may be with this, but I can't stand it. I can't stand when I see, like, guys posting those sex pictures or those little sex clips, those little gifs where it be like a man, you know, getting it in with a woman, like, or they post those pictures that say mood, or they, you know, they saying like, oh man, I ain't had none in a long time. They got the little emojis, the little purple, you know, eggplant and all of that. Like, dude, I just cannot stand it. I just think that's so lame. Like, that's really lame to me. I'm sorry. You know, like, yeah, people get horny. Yeah, people, you know, they got their needs and stuff, but you just not. That's whack to me. And, you know, I'm not a single woman, but if I were, like, looking at that, I would be irritated. Like, why are you posting that? You know, like, I feel like you very attention seeking. Like, it's just, you know, that's just kind of, you know, that's thought behavior to me, you know. So don't get it twisted. Women ain't the only ones who, you know, be a little over the top with the thirst trapping. Y'all men out here, y'all know what y'all be doing too. You know, like, I cannot stand that. So ladies, I want to know what y'all think about that. You know, do y'all feel the same way when y'all see men posting stuff like that? I mean, they can post what they want to, and you can be open and honest. Some people are just out there like that. They say what's on their mind or whatnot. But for me, I don't know, I just automatically feel like this dude must be lame. You know,
you know, don't get no girls. You don't got nobody to interact with. Or, you know, a lot of the dudes who be doing that, I just, you know, to me, I just picture them being that type of dude who be talking all that stuff. But, you know, they got some type of problem with them. You know, they might be, you know, got the little man syndrome, you know. They might have, you know, issues talking, just being able to talk to a female. So, I don't know. That's just my take on something like that. But ladies, I want to know what y'all see men out here doing that's, you know, thirst trapping. I want to know what some of the other stuff y'all see, because that's one of the main ones I see. I can't really think of any other ones right now, but it's a lot of them. And I'm about tired of them always trying to come at us and try to act like we the only ones who be out here thirst trapping. I think men and women both do it, and they both be knowing what they doing when they doing it. So, ladies, go on the Facebook page, the Girls Love Talk Podcast Facebook page, and go, you know, comment on this. I want to know what y'all think. You know, let me know, because that's my take on it. Like I said, thirst trapping, it goes both ways, and I'm seeing it a lot more with both sexes. So, y'all let me know what y'all think, all right? Also, for ladies, what y'all think, I wanted to include a clip from one of my favorite Instagram comedians, his live video that he did a couple days ago, where he was kind of going in on us ladies about some of the things that we do that, you know, don't really match up with how we talk about ourselves. He kind of goes in on us about our thirst trapping ways and how, you know, our words don't always match our actions. And I want y'all to hear it. His Instagram name is TC_I'll Kill Ya. That's TC_ILLYAKILLUYA, you know, so I don't know if I'm spelling it right, but if you haven't seen his Instagram page, it's hilarious. He got tons of videos. He's a comedian, but he's also kind of a speaker too. I'm not sure where he's from. So I want to say he's from Houston, but yeah, go check out his page. He's hilarious, but I'm going to play a clip for y'all of, you know, a small clip from his live where he was kind of going in on the ladies. And I want y'all to tell me what y'all take on what he posted.
It's going to be some pop firecrackers. It's going to be some dogs howling when I say this here. I'm going to get an unfollow, but it's okay. You're going to get this ism anyway. Listen. All men ain't kings. Just like all women ain't queens. Be a walking billboard of what you deserve to have or how you deserve to be treated. Don't be out here screaming you a queen and you ain't representing queen qualities. Looking for an Obama and you ain't nowhere parts of Michelle. Girl, you need to go to hell. If 90% of your pictures is your back turned with your ass in the air, booty hole spread for everybody to see, lingerie outside the bedroom, what? You don't think dogs gonna come after you? Oh, men are dogs, TC. No. It's a lot of y'all got doggy treats. Attracting dogs. The hell is you talking? I'm looking for an Obama. You ain't no parts of Michelle. Better go to hell. Oh, it's going to be some boys. It's going to be some pop firecrackers. It's going to be some dogs howling when I say this here. I'm going to get an unfollow, but it's okay. You're going to get this ism anyway. Listen. All men ain't kings. Just like all women ain't queens. Be a walking billboard of what you deserve to have or how you deserve to be treated. Don't be out here screaming you a queen and you ain't representing queen qualities. Looking for an Obama and you ain't nowhere parts of Michelle. Girl, you need to go to hell. If 90% of your pictures is your back turned with your ass in the air, booty hole spread for everybody to see, lingerie outside the bedroom, you don't think dogs gonna come after you? Oh, men are dogs, TC. No. It's a lot of y'all got doggy treats. Attracting dogs. The hell is you talking? I'm looking for an Obama. You ain't no parts of Michelle. Better go to hell.
Y'all know that man didn't say doggy treats. Doggy treats, really? No, but seriously, he is right on. Like, he's dead on correct about us not matching up to the things that we say sometimes. Like, we cannot be, you know, this attitude-y chick who wants a sweetheart. You cannot be a chick who's always out at the club and always, you know, dancing and dressing and just being kind of, you know, a little provocative and, you know, over the top. But you want a guy who's just, like, straight in check. But do not get me wrong. Please don't get him wrong. I don't think the message he was trying to put out there is that women have to be a certain way and we can't be comfortable with our bodies and we can't be comfortable with our sexiness or anything like that, because that is our right to. But he's just saying you cannot complain about, you know, in that specific topic he was talking about, you cannot be, you know, overly sexy, doing, you know, just kind of doing the most, and then you kind of wondering why when guys approach you, they coming at you on like some thirsty type vibes. Like, that's where they're getting it from. They're looking at your advertisement. What's your advertisement? You, what you put on your profile. And then that's how they look and think to approach you. If they don't really see that, then they're not really going to know how to come at you. But they might be thinking, okay, I got to come correct. But if they're looking at you bent over, you know, tiny clothes on, body parts showing, yeah, they might. Some people will get the wrong impression. That's all he's saying. And he's just saying, make sure that you know, you're living up to the standards that you want, you know, somebody else to have too. So I don't think that he was coming at us any wrong. He will, and then he did it in a funny way too. So ladies, let's just get it together. You know, make sure that you lined up. You can't be saying you want a rich dude and, you know, you can't get nothing in your name, not even nothing in a not even a phone. So just, you know, don't be that girl. That's all he's saying. But if y'all want to comment on that topic, please do. You can go on the Girls Love Talk Podcast Facebook page. That's what the Facebook page's name is. It's Girls Love Talk Podcast. Please leave your comments. Please leave your review on what was talked about. I just want to know what y'all think. That's all. I just want to know what y'all think, because, again, girls and guys are out here thirst trapping and, you know, kind of sometimes putting out the wrong message even when we don't even think we are. So we just kind of need to check ourselves. That's all. So if you guys want to comment on that topic, please do go on the Facebook page. Make sure you send a like, show some love, and let me know what you guys are thinking about that. All right? Let's get into some celebrity news, guys. So we have G Herbo, the rapper. He was recently arrested on a battery charge for, I guess, putting his hands on the mother of his child, Ariana. He was since then released. That was earlier this week. But upon his release, he decided to go live on Instagram, like most people do. And he was angry. He was cursing. You know, just, he just sounded real violent and aggressive. He was calling her all out her name, calling her bitches, and saying how she, you know, still wants him and she just makes up lies about him. He also, you know, didn't talk about putting his hands on her, but he did, however, talk about what may be the reason why the two of them had the altercation. He said that she stole hundreds of thousands worth of jewelry from him about 6 months ago. He's saying that this was 6 months ago that she stole the jewelry and that he knew about it, but he did not reported to the police or anything like that because he didn't want her to get in any type of trouble. Now, just pause right there. That sounds weird. I'm not going to know that you stole some money from me. I mean, sorry, not money, jewelry, you know, some expensive jewelry from me or anything for that matter. I don't care if it's a bag of chips. And I'm just not going to say nothing. You know, something like that is just, I don't know. To me, that just doesn't sound right. But anyway, he claims she stole all this jewelry from him. And, you know, I guess, you know, what caused the situation was that she told him to come and get his jewelry back. And he did. And, you know, I don't even know. It just doesn't make sense to me. Because why would you kick down this girl's door if she told you to come over? But anyway, let's just read what the mother of his child had to say. This was a couple days ago, and this is her from her Instagram Live. This is what she wrote about the altercation that went down. It reads, "He kicked my door down to get in my house because I wouldn't let him in. Beat the F out of me in front of my son. Then he took my son outside to his friends and had them drive off with my son. Hid all my knives in my house. Broke my phone and locked me inside and beat the F out of me again. Choked me, punched me in my face and all over my body. Dragged me outside on the concrete by my hair after his friends drove off with my son. Took me in the house and continued beating me. He wrecked my whole house, broke all type of ish. I have a black eye, my body scraped up from being dragged outside, bruises and cuts all over my body. Please don't speak on no old relationship play fights, because this ain't that." Ooh, excuse me. Wow. Now, her account of what went down is pretty... Wow, like it just makes you like, oh my God, all of that happened? Now, again, G Herbo did not speak on what exactly happened that night. He just mentioned that she had stolen jewelry from him. So to me, it's kind of like he doesn't want to speak on the abuse part, but the way he sounded with what he's saying he's mad about, it kind of brings, you know, some, you know, at least a visual to what may have happened and why what happened. But it's not okay. You don't have to put your hands on somebody, especially a woman, over some damn jewelry. Y'all rappers are just too into material things. And then I don't understand why she would take his jewelry. I hope that isn't true, because, you know, just stop with the pettiness. The two of them aren't together. They're both in moved on to new relationships, but, you know, they are young. They're in their early 20s, so those type of games happen. And when you go from being in a long-term relationship and it ends sour and then you have a kid too, a lot of couples tend to struggle with co-parenting. So I do think that may be, you know, part of the problem too. But in, you know, either way it go, domestic violence is not okay. You didn't have to put your hands on her. And I'm pretty sure that probably did happen. Like, for him to be thrown in jail, I don't think he ain't do nothing. And again, if y'all watch the live video on Instagram, y'all will be looking like, what the hell is wrong with this dude? He seemed like he got some anger management problems. But anyway, and you know, I hope that she's okay. She sounds like, you know, she was hurt pretty bad. So I hope that she's okay. For those who are always in the comments online saying pretty nasty stuff, especially when it comes to situations like this, y'all really need to get some help, because I'm so tired of that. You know, a lot of women are victims of domestic violence, or, you know, just have had some pretty bad things happen to them by people they're close to. And then we have people out here who are so sick to where they literally defend it. So I don't care if that person is famous or not. It's not okay. You would not approve of somebody hitting on your sister, your brother, your
uncle, you know, anybody like that. So, you know, try to have some understanding regardless of if you know the whole story or not. Nobody deserves to have somebody put their hands on them. So to Ari, I hope that she's okay. And to G Herbo, I hope he gets his jewelry back, or, you know, whatever, whatever got him so mad. And I hope that he can really change his ways, because again, you need some counseling or something. You need to change as a person if you feel the need to, you know, treat the mother of your child like that. Jewelry is jewelry. You know, you could have easily settled that by, yeah, you could have called the police on her. Yeah. You could have, hey, I just want my stuff back. Y'all ain't got to lock her up. I just want my stuff. This is just petty, and it's just so unfortunate. The real person I feel bad for in the situation is the child, because, again, no child should have to, you know, have all this going on. But luckily for them, their child is, you know, he's still a kid. He's just turned one, so he doesn't know what's going on. Moving on. You have Kodak Black, the rapper. He's always in the media for something. I'm a fan of his music, but however, for him as a person, I don't really know. He just seemed to be, you know, a little knucklehead. He was recently arrested at the U.S. border for having guns and marijuana on him. And when I read that, I'm like, oh my God, what's up with these rappers? Like, are y'all retarded or something? You know, like, what's going on? Do y'all have like some mental issues? Because why is that not like a instant, okay, let me not do this, let me not do that thing? Like, how many times are y'all going to be arrested for silly stuff like that? You're a celebrity. You're near the U.S. border. Like, what? Why are you even riding around with stuff like that? And get this. When he was released, this guy blamed his GPS for what, as to how he ended up at the U.S. border. I don't know what type of drugs he be doing, but he got to be doing something, because that don't even make sense. Or how could you just be that lost? And he was actually the driver. So I'm glad he's out, but hopefully he doesn't have to, you know, do any more time because of that nonsense. Beyonce's Netflix documentary, Homecoming, that was amazing. I don't know if y'all have seen it, if y'all watched it yet. If you haven't, please do. I watched it this morning and I loved every bit of it. It was so inspirational and it was just beautifully done, of course. I have not been to a Beyonce concert before, but I always just get a kick out of seeing videos of her performances. And so if you are a big fan of her like myself, if you know about 90% of her music catalog like myself, you're going to enjoy it. You also get to see some behind the scenes of her life, which is also such a big treat because we know how private she is. I love the little clips of her with Blue Ivy and the twins. It's just so beautiful. And you get to see her in a different light than just the artist. And she just shows like the hard work and dedication that she had to put in for her Coachella performance. And it's just so dope. So if you haven't watched that, please do. And Chris Brown, Chris Breezy, y'all, he is announcing that he and Nicki Minaj will be on tour this summer. I'm a big fan of Chris Brown. I love Chris Brown. I have been to see him in concert. And when I tell you it's worth your money, it's worth your money. Okay, so please, I can't wait till he, you know, drops some dates, and, you know, hopefully he's in some surrounding cities so that I can go. I mean, you know, we really don't have big artists come to Milwaukee a lot. Usually it's Chicago, but either way, I'll still go and see him. I've seen him in Chicago, so yeah, I still will go and see him. And then Nicki Minaj, of course, everybody loves her. She has so much music too, so that's gonna be a lit tour. I can't wait for it.
And in other news, you have the rapper Lil Yachty. He is actually the writer behind the City Girls song Act Up. Now, I know y'all love Act Up because I do. If you haven't heard it, it's you know, Act Up, you can get snatched up. You know, that's kind of how the song go. If you haven't heard it, I'm pretty sure you'll like it. You're going to like something about it, you know. Maybe you may not like the, you know, ratchetness, but me, I love it. You may like the beat or whatnot. So, yeah, a lot of people were surprised that Lil Yachty wrote it. I'm kind of surprised, but not really, because when you're a writer, it's amazing the things you can write. Like, you can write something that, you know, maybe have nothing to do with you, but might be just so relative to someone else. So, you know, these writers, they're really creative. And, you know, why can't a man write a song for women? People do it all the time. And then they're also QC label mates. So I'm pretty sure they work together all the time. You don't have to be a man to be able to write a song for a woman, please believe. I do think Neo was actually the writer behind Beyonce's Irreplaceable. So, you know, just let that sink in. But in any other news you need to know about your celebrities, y'all know y'all can always find on Instagram, on Facebook, and there's so many other blog sites out there. So that's about all I got for today's celebrity news. Coming up, I got a new segment on GLT that I want to introduce to y'all. So y'all make sure y'all still tuned in and keep it locked as we hear from our sponsor. All right, everybody. So I am back. And I wanted to share with everybody the new segment that I'm going to incorporate in all of the episodes, if possible. It really depends on y'all. It's a segment, and I got the idea from actually one of my favorite radio shows to listen to. If you guys ever heard of the Steve Harvey Show, if you've listened to it, I know a lot of y'all have. They have a segment on there that his co-host Shirley Strawberry does, and it's called The Strawberry Letter. And I love that segment because it's so entertaining. And it's basically where listeners have the chance to send in letters talking about situations that they may be going through or experiences they might be experiencing, and they get to send their letters in, but it's all done anonymously. And on the show, she'll read it out and then she'll give her take on it or give her advice if needed. And it's just really neat. So I figured Girls Love Talk's version of it would be called Mr. Mrs. Anonymous. So that's right, y'all. You can send in anonymous letters to the show on just a topic that you might want to talk about or something that you're going through or something you know somebody else is going through, something that you want me to weigh in on, judgment-free, and you're doing it anonymously. So it's actually going to be a number that you guys can send your letters to. So that number is 214-960-1791. Again, that's 214-960-1791, and it's going to be available for everybody to use if they'd like to. If you just want to remain anonymous, but you need somebody to give you some advice on something without judgment, feel free to. It's actually going to be up on the Girls Love Talk podcast page on Facebook. So if you didn't hear this episode or you forgot what the number is, it's going to be posted on there. So make sure y'all go ahead and follow that page too and go show some love and, you know, leave some comments or reviews on some of y'all episodes that y'all listened to and that y'all liked, or if y'all want to weigh in on something you heard me talk about on the show. We need that. It's great. You know, and I just want to hear from y'all as the listeners. I want to know what's going on with y'all too and what y'all thinking. Well, everybody, that pretty much wraps up today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope you guys tuned in wherever you are, whether you were at work, in the car, at home, you know, at the gym. I do want you guys to know that you can listen anytime. Please be sure to go and check out the Girls Love Talk podcast Facebook page. Go show it some love and go use it to interact with me. I do appreciate it. And make sure you're tuned in and subscribed so that you can hear when the next episode is. The next episode is going to be very interesting. I think I'm going to have another special guest. Not sure yet. So you guys make sure that y'all are tuned in. And again, thank you always for listening. This is Taylor Marie with Girls Love Talk Podcast. Until next time.